Hello, I'm Adrian Finnegan in Doha. The headlines on Al Jazeera. Joe Biden has said that he would be willing to use force to defend Taiwan. He met Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida during his first visit to the country as US president. The two talked about Russia's war on Ukraine, the need to monitor and curb Chinese influence in the Indo-Pacific region, and they agreed to expand security and defense cooperation. Biden has also supported Japan's bid to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council.
A strong Japan and a strong U.S.-Japan alliance is a force for good in the region. I support the peace and stability that's going to continue and we hope to increase across the Taiwan Straits, promote freedom of navigation in the East and South China Seas, and to deter the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. So thank you again, Mr. Prime Minister, for your partnership and your friendship.
Iran's elite military unit, the Revolutionary Guard, says that one of its senior members has been assassinated in the capital, Tehran. In a separate development, Iran's state TV announced the arrest of members of what it says is an Israeli intelligence network.